Opposition websites, including Rah Asabs and Allende News, say the government's press censorship arm, the Ministry of Islamic Guidance, has warned 15 daily and weekly periodicals not to publish articles critical of the government or its ministers. Those publications include daily papers as well as economic and cultural publications such as Imruz, Bahar, Tawziya, Ruzan, Jahan-e-Iqtisad, Itilat, Asrar, Jahan-e-Sanat, Mardum Salari, Armani, Ravibat, Umumi, Jumhuri, Pool, Farhaktigan, and Afarinesh. Ali Nourizadi of the Center for Arab and Iranian Studies in London says the Iranian government has intensified its scrutiny of the press.
Deputy Minister of Islamic Guidance said he has called upon several pro-government university professors, and he asked them to read all newspaper daily, word by word, and report to him whether they have crossed the red line or not. So any kind of criticism of Ahmadinejad, his government, his ministers, his deputy ministers, would be considered as hostile.
Allende News says one delicate subject is the ongoing controversy around President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's chief of staff, Isfandiar Rahim Mashai, who is also the father of his son-in-law. Opposition websites reported recently Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani and other hardline parliament members are trying to force President Ahmadinejad to dump Rahim Mashai. Last fall, Parliament voted against Rahim Mashai's nomination to be first vice president. Nourizadi says publications have been told they will be given warnings for each infraction and will be shut down after several warnings. He emphasizes the Iranian press is in bad shape due to ongoing censorship, newspaper closings, and arrests of journalists.
Based on the official number of jailed journalists and writers, we have 76 of them in prison, and prison is hanging over the head of more than 200 of them. And also we have journalists who are out of work, around 1,200 of them out of work. So the situation is the worst we ever faced during 31 years of Islamic Republic rule.
Iran analyst Meir Javed Anfar of the MIPAS Center in Tel Aviv says Iranian censorship sometimes includes attacking newspaper offices and threatening journalists.
During the last Gaza war, there was a newspaper that had its offices evacuated because it published an article that said both sides are to blame. And because it also criticized Hamas, the editors were threatened and the office had to close down and they went and torched their premise.
Following Iran's disputed June presidential election, pro-government Basiji militiamen ransacked newspapers belonging to presidential candidates Mir Hussein Mousavi and Mahdi Karoubi. Journalists at both publications were also arrested. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.